The next patient is Robbie Hoffman. The last name is H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Number one. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The most likely situation is that this patient has diabetic nephropathy. She has history of diabetes mellitus for more than 20 years. The patient has severe proteinuria. A protein creatinine ratio is 3,340. The patient is taking Farxiga, and she was started on Kerendia and came here with a laboratory workup that was a basic metabolic profile to check the potassium. Today the potassium is 5. The serum creatinine is 1.77. The estimated GFR is 32 mL per minute. Period. The patient seems to be experiencing a memory problems. Comma, we don't know whether or not this patient is taking the medications as prescribed. Comma, we don't know whether or not the patient is following the diet. Her body weight has remained the same, and she continued to smoke pack and a half a day. In her background, from the family point of view, the mother and the father were on dialysis. Period. The patient was encouraged to continue taking the Trulicity and the Farxiga. And she was also encouraged to establish a pattern that is like a schedule that she has to follow regarding breakfast, lunch, and supper, and take the medications as prescribed, without variation in the timing, of always at the same time. She is going to be evaluated from the glucose point of view by Mrs. Campbell, APRN. And I'm sure that she's going to make a contribution to the better control of the blood sugar that is so important in this patient. Period. We again explained the diet in detail. The patient was in the hospital, in the office with her best friend, and information, verbal and written, were given. Number two, the patient has proteinuria, as mentioned before, associated to diabetic nephropathy. The workup that was done has been negative. Following number hyperkalemia, the patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia. Continue with Farxiga and Trulicity. Following number she has tendency to develop metabolic acidosis. We continue the close observation, and the most likely situation is that she is a candidate to start the administration of bicarbonate. Period. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the smoking. The nicotine abuse, the patient was discouraged to continue this practice. Following number, atrial fibrillation followed by the cardiologist. Whether or not the patient is anticoagulated is unknown. Following number, peripheral vascular disease associated to diabetes and nicotine abuse. Following number, the history of arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading today, 150/58. Continue with the same medications. Following number, the patient has a history of restless leg syndrome. Following number, a history of uterine cancer in 1995, status post chemo and surgery. Paragraph. The patient prognosis is not the best due to the family history and the current situation regarding not only the nicotine abuse but the diet. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.